News.
And this is Northwest News Radio 1000 FM 97.7. Back to the roads and the High Performance Homes Traffic Center. Here's Max.
And in the industrial district of Seattle, we're looking at some closures due to construction that's beginning on north and southbound Highway 99. This will run between Harrison Street and South Atlantic until 6 a.m. Saturday the 4th. This will fully close both directions of the highway as well as the tunnel once again until tomorrow morning. And in Seattle, we're also continuing to look at a collision on northbound 5 at the 85th Street exit. This has the right lane blocked. We are seeing some moderate congestion here as Seattle Fire and PD at the scene. Your next Northwest traffic update at 10:14.
Come before Shannon O'Donnell has your weekend forecast, sponsored by Northwest Crawl Space Services.
Well, hi there, everybody. Heading into a Friday night that will become increasingly calmer as we head toward and beyond midnight. Winds easing, the rain also starting to settle down, break apart into more widely scattered showers, although the snow continues to fly at a pretty furious pace over the Cascades overnight. Temps on Saturday bouncing back to either side of 50 with fewer showers, more sun breaks coming on through. Still some rain at times in the works on Sunday as well. In the Como 4 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Cloudy skies right now, 46 degrees in Seattle.
News Radio 1000, FM 97.7. Stay connected, stay informed.
Good evening, it is 10:05. I'm Kelly Blyer, and here's what's happening. New details in the stalking of Seattle area Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal last summer. Como 4's Jill Marino reports body cam footage and 911 audio is just being released.
And there's people at your residence right now, ma'am?
Yes, they came. Yes, they came earlier, and they were screaming at me and stuff.
Where are they right now? Are they like on your property? Where are they, ma'am?
They are in a car in front of the house, I think.
Okay.
They were screaming at us. This is the third time it's happened in about a month.
Well, the man police arrested was later identified as Brett Forsell. The 48-year-old has since been charged with felony stalking. Forsell later told investigators he'd been drinking and was having a manic episode the night that he was arrested. Now, neither Jayapal nor her husband were hurt, but they do say the incident was terrifying. Now, Forsell, he has pleaded not guilty to the felony stalking charge. His trial is scheduled to begin next month. Joel Marino, Como News.
The controversy surrounding police pursuits may have found a high technology equalizer. It's called Star Chase. Northwest News Radio's John Lobertini explains.
This is the stuff out of a sci-fi movie. Cops pursuing a suspect just long enough to hit them with a digital tag.
They are able to then deploy the Star Chase tag. The GPS is activated. The dispatch center then virtually monitors where the vehicle is.
Redmond Police Chief Darrell Lowe.
The officer is then able to back off out of sight, hoping to cause the individual to slow down and not endanger the general public.
Safety may be the biggest criticism of police pursuits. Some, not all, of the police cars at Redmond PD are equipped with Star Chase.
The officer will back away to de-escalate the situation.
Then there's the arrest.
We can close the distance fairly quickly once the vehicle begins to come to a stop.
He says they've been using it since January, and it's part of a state program that could make this a featured piece of police work in the years ahead. John Lobertini, Northwest News Radio.
Artificial intelligence is helping Seattle police spot officer misbehavior. The department is using software from Chicago-based Trulio, which sifts through thousands of hours of body cam footage. The platform says pays particular attention to the audio and identifies patterns of behavior that could be addressed through discipline or additional training, according to GeekWire. Seattle Police wouldn't comment on the use of the software, but did say they have been a customer since 2021. The state toxicology lab is so backed up with cases that it could take more than a year to process a blood sample from a DUI arrest. The Seattle Times reports a lack of staff and physical space at the lab and an increased caseload are contributing to the delays. But the number of cases might soon increase even more as state lawmakers consider lowering the blood alcohol limit from 0.08 to 0.05.
Drunk driving is a choice. Drunk driving collisions are preventable.
That's Democratic State Senator John Lovick, who introduced the bill. But critics say lowering the limit would only lead to more arrests, even of drivers who might have had only one drink. A man has been convicted in a cold case murder from the early 1970s. Northwest News Radio's Marina Rockinger has the details.
Martha Morrison was just 17 years old in September of 1974 when she was kidnapped and murdered. Her body was then found in a remote part of Clark County a month later. It wasn't until 2017 that DNA evidence led to a connection to Warren Forrest. Forrest went on trial just this past Wednesday and was convicted in Morrison's disappearance and death. Forrest was already serving a life sentence for his conviction in 1978 for another murder of a young woman, 20-year-old Christy K. Blake. Forrest is suspected by investigators of other kidnappings and murders from the early 1970s in the Clark County area. During his trial, Norma Lewis testified that Forrest took her against her will, but she was able to escape. Forrest will be sentenced on February 17th. Marina Rockinger, Northwest News Radio.
It is time to check in with Bill Swartz for a Beacon Plumbing Sports Update. The Sounders believe they can hang with some of the world's top soccer teams.
Seattle making history as the first Major League Soccer franchise to win CONCACAF Champions League, which puts them in the prestigious FIFA Clubs World Cup. Seattle Sounders coach Brian Schmetzer says his fellas will not be in awe when they take the pitch in Tangier, Morocco.
Well, look, one of the calling cards of our team is we never quit. You know, I think our team is pretty resilient. There's been plenty of times when, you know, chips are down and we always seem to find a way to come back or at least stay competitive. So I wouldn't count us out by any stretch of the imagination.
Now, Saturday morning, Sounders play Egyptian side Al Ahly SC, and a victory would send them against the Spanish power Real Madrid. WNBA free agent Breanna Stewart left Seattle for the New York Liberty. The Storm begin to restock the roster, today signing Washington Husky guard Sammy Whitcomb and Canadian forward Kia Nurse, who played for Phoenix. ESPN reports the Seattle Mariners and their versatile Dylan Moore are close to inking a three-year contract extension. Demo recovering from core surgery, but should be ready by the season opener. Sports with Swartz at 10 and 40 after the hour. Northwest News Radio. Weinstein.